Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
All right, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast After Show. Man, there's a lot going on in the world, it turns out.
Yeah.
I pull up the news and all kinds of things. The big one that got me excited was, it turns out we've been wrong about salt all the time. And a new study shows that we need more salt in our diet, Kevin. Especially if you're athletic like me. Like, you look at me and you're like, hey.
Chuck's out. Marathons and stuff every week.
Oh, wait, maybe if you're just like shaking it on your french fries all day long, maybe you shouldn't have more salt. Like, I feel like if I get too much salt, I like feel sick. I get like my face turns red and I feel like I'm
bloated and stuff.
Yeah, it's just bad. I think that might be bullshit, but I think my point is, it turns out they change their mind on what's right and wrong all the time. You know, eggs are good. Eggs are bad. The yellow part is good. The yellow part is bad. I don't know what the hell is happening.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's a question for you. Is milk good for you or bad for you? Nobody fucking knows. Nobody knows. It used to be good for you. It was good for your bones, calcium, all that stuff. Then it was bad for you. Then it was good for you again. Then you should be like switching to other milk because there's like almond milks and nut milks and stuff. There's all sorts of nut milks. That's not a joke. I'm serious about. Like, I'm talking about nuts, not, you know, so that.
How do they squeeze milk out of a nut? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. But have you ever drank almond milk?
Oh.
It tastes like shit.
I have the wife.
You can get the sweetened kind, which is full of sugar. Yeah,
you put a little high fructose corn syrup in there. We're talking, right. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Ay, ay, ay. All right. So I got another one. Turns out 200,000 deportation cases got tossed since the Department of Homeland Security forgot to file the paperwork. Who hasn't seen that play out? Damn it. You know, you're all ready. You're showing up for your big case. And you're like, fuck, I didn't turn it in. That could happen to anybody.
Yep.
I don't know. You said there's something going on with Neuralink?
Yeah, Neuralink just got up and running this week for the first time with some dude that's quadriplegic playing a game of chess with his mind. So using one of Elon Musk's brain implants. So there is a chance that we'll be getting some sort of like bio electroskeleton suit that, you know, paralyzed people can wear and like, you know, punch through walls and run super fast and become Terminators. So that's good.
Now, can I get in on this Terminator suit or I have to be like paralyzed or something?
I don't know. I know they're looking for volunteers, but I mean, I think they're looking for paralyzed volunteers. So I don't know that they'll do it for you. But I mean,
you know, we can do some things.
Mm-hmm. Someday soon, we might be able to get in on this. I think we have to be super wealthy. So we're going to have to start charging for the podcast if we want one of these Terminator suits.
No, I know like in prison and stuff, if you want to have like a sex change operation, that's like a right. So they'll pay for it in certain states, not everywhere. Mm-hmm. But now, would that be the same with this Neuralink thing? Like,
mate, I don't know. You know, let me ask you a question, though.
I was right. Why should somebody be smarter than me? I'm kind of dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you could up things a little bit. Like, I feel like in my body, I'm a smarter person than I really am. Okay. So maybe you need to help me out with the Neuralink.
Just get some of them brain chips and
go. Actually, I got to say, I'm kind of real leery of it. I'm definitely on the more not an awesome idea that I would jump in on. I would be like, I don't know.
Implants in your brain?
Nah, I don't think so.
I've always wished that someday in the future I could dream in commercials. You know what I mean? Yes. How are they gonna pay for it? You know what I mean? Ads. You gotta have some, you know, just dream about bear products and pharmaceuticals you don't need and it'll be great for you, man. It's good. It's good. Also, there's a some sort of weird terrorist thing happened in Russia yesterday.
Really? I didn't see it.
No. Oh, yes. So a bunch of guys with machine guns went into a mall, blocked up the doors and started setting off bombs and shooting everybody with machine guns. I think there's 40 people dead. ISIS claimed responsibility for it, but I mean, it's not really like verified aside of them saying they did it. So that's exciting news, I guess. You know, big bump for terrorists that want to murder people, you know, that's cracking now. So good news on that front.
Yeah. Now the Department of Justice in 16 states on March 21 filed a civil lawsuit against Apple, accusing the company of illegally monopolizing the smartphone market. I always have a question on that crap about if I invent something awesome, why shouldn't I own and be allowed to do that? Like I'm not saying Apple's awesome. Like I actually do like Apple. Like we're doing this podcast on my MacBook and I do have an iPhone. It might be a little outdated. I think I'm rocking the iPhone 5 or something, but whatever. Yeah. I mean, so like, same, I'm not same. like it's funny. Rush Limbaugh was the big guy, like always like, oh, I'm going to be, you know, the brand new iPhone. He loved Apple and thought they were the greatest. And I think they're pretty awesome. They seem intuitive, but it's kind of like if I invented oil or if I invented diamonds, it's kind of like, hey, I made something new and awesome. And like, you know, shiny pieces of glass. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's hard.
You be able to make money off of that.
Scratch things. Like, it should be mine. Like, thing is, like, if I charge too much that the benefit's not there, then nobody would buy it. And so that would just – the free market would take care of itself. Now, in America, people would be like, well, the free market doesn't work because, you know, they're all communists from our school system.
Right.
They would be like, the free market doesn't work. And I would say, that's because of government bailouts. Like, all right. So you might say, Chuck, you know, solar sucks ass, but it's still happening. So how is that a good free market?
Right.
Well, here's why it's happening. Because the government's taxing the shit out of you. And then they're giving people bonuses to make it kind of affordable.
Right.
That's why. And you're like, well, what about electric cars? Same thing. government's just taking your money. Do you know that your electric bill is actually higher because they're using a tax on your electric bill to subsidize people going solar? You know how fucked up that is? And then they're like, see, look, electricity from coal and oil and whatever, that shit in hydro, that shit's expensive. Look, well, yeah, look, but it turns out it's because you're just taxing me to pay for freaking subsidizing your stupid programs. So maybe the free market actually works. We're just not letting it work. Or is that my crazy evil capitalist talk?
Yeah, no, the other one I love is the price gouging, right? There's there's a issue with, I think that what I'm thinking about was Hurricane Katrina. There was issues with people getting clean water, right? And people were charging high amounts for clean drinking water. Then it turns out that they restricted that so that one person could go in and afford to buy all the water so nobody else could get any and they could have all of it. You know, if you charge a lot, then people are only going to buy what they need and then there's enough for everybody. But, you know, whatever, I guess price gouging is evil and, you know, people dying from dehydration is more important than charging a fair price. But I mean, that's the same thing with China, why everybody starved to death in the 50s, because, everything was the same price.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's crazy how it all just gets manipulated and whatever. And, you know, like GE, right? We tax the crap out of everything. Or sorry, we give GE tax breaks. Everybody else gets taxed to death. And they're like, yeah, that company doesn't even pay taxes. Well, no shit, because your corrupt government is making special deals. Right. I do get why states are offering tax incentives for companies to come. Like, you know, I know where I live, North Carolina, they, you know, in the past have really done it and are still slowly making moves in this direction where they make it business friendly. They say, hey, look, we'll let you get started, cover those, you know, startup costs. And it is kind of choosing who you choose to grant favors. But I feel like the honest answer is anybody who will create good jobs. I know my state's pretty down for, hey, we'll give you tax breaks if you come here and do it, you know? You know, it's not like, oh, I'm giving stuff just to Google because they're coming, or Apple. And both of those are examples that have happened in Raleigh here. IBM, you know, hey, we'll give you a, you know, good deal if you come set up and we'll help support the infrastructure. People don't like it necessarily because they're like, oh, well, we have to pay to upgrade the infrastructure. But all of a sudden, there's all these jobs. And there's all these jobs, like I know with Google, I think they said our lowest starting salary is like $104,000 a year here or whatever. And it's like, oh, even if I don't get one of those $104,000 jobs, those people now have money to come spend in my coffee shop or in my, you know, whatever, that kind of stuff, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats. So just my theory, you know, I could be wrong and I'm down for debate. Turns out that's one of my favorite things is arguing with people. I love it. My company, my company has been promising me this meeting where management's going to come yell at us for like the last, they've scheduled it and canceled it like the last 5 days I've worked, and I keep getting to work early, all excited. And I'm like, yeah, this is going to be great. Let's go talk. And everyone's like, it doesn't matter. They, cause they had it with the other two shifts, this meeting. And everybody's like, yeah, they just said, suck it up and deal with it was the bottom line, that you're unhappy, but we don't care. And I'm like, does it matter? I want this meeting. And they're like, but you won't win. And I'm like, that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
That's not the point. I'm going to make them so uncomfortable that they're going to regret ever walking in the room. They're probably watching this right now.
Getting ready to make sure they postpone that meeting again and again.
There are. It was funny. They were like, well, you have line calls and stuff to do. Cause like I do repair work in a big company, and And, you know, they're like, oh, that's important. But in the past, meetings and nonsense are always like the priority. And they're like, everything stops. You need to come to the meeting. And I'm like, but it sucks. And I have stuff broke. I'd rather just go fake. Nope. The meeting's important. And now they're like, oh, isn't something broke? Like, couldn't you change that light bulb on that panel over in the far side of the plant? Go do that. And then, you know, we'll see if we can get to it.
Yeah. And
yeah. No, it's a little crazy out there, but I don't know. Yeah, a lot going on in the news, though. There is a lot of things out there that I find concerning. Every day I'm just like, fuck, how does that happen?
Did you see that that there's a video playing of illegal aliens rushing the fence and getting past the guards? Did you see that one?
No.
See, video. Like
that happens at my border. I'm just like opening up the machine gun. Yeah. I'm like, no.
Well, they did immediately turn themselves in, but they are already in the American side, so they have to go through the whole process, and they're in now, you know? But yeah, that would have to say policy. They ran through razor wire. So
now we got to give them medical care.
Honestly, that's the type of person I want in this country. You know what I mean? If you're willing to run through razor wire to get here, I don't know, man. Maybe you're worth keeping around.
That's brutal, man.
Yeah. No, it couldn't have been good. Cause I've put up razor wire before. And if you don't have thick leather gloves, you're going to lose about a quart of blood just setting it up, let alone climbing over it.
Oh, shit. I don't know. It's a crazy world. I don't know.
Yeah, so that's pretty much the news of the day. I didn't see anything else too exciting, but I know there's always some crazy shit going on. Let's see here. The first successful transplant of a genetically edited pig organ to a living human being. So there you go. So we can get that. I wonder if that's, if you're like Jewish or Muslim, if that's okay.
Right.
Like you can't eat pork, but can you have an organ that's made out of pork?
Let me tell you. No. The answer is that's a no-go.
Can't do it, huh? All right. All right. Well, that's too bad. All right.
We'll let you guys get to your week. I know it's a Saturday and everybody's got to do their hot, work, whatever, and go build trucks or do man things, shoot guns, you know, the important things. Actually live your life.
Yeah.
So, but I do appreciate
looking at your computer. Get on with your life. With it.
And, you know, once this podcast is over, you pretty much need to shut it down until next week and then crack it back open and jump right back on board. So anyway, we really do appreciate you guys. And, you know, it's awesome. So knife sharpening, whatever it takes. All right. With that, stay safe and talk to you guys next week.